right here to keep you company. Now, today in studio, we have a special guest from the SOS Village today. And your name is Today, and I must say, this is very brilliant. Thank you so much for coming into the studio. Thank you so much for making time to actually run through this initiative with us.
Thank you for having me, Arthur. I'm looking forward to having an interactive conversation with you.
Yes. Awesome. Now, let's talk about the SOS Village, right? What is the SOS Village? How long have you guys been running? And what's the initiative behind the SOS Village?
The SOS Children's Village is basically the hero of every child in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The organization, in brief, we are in over 136 countries.
Wow.
Where we run different programs and agendas that have to do with child safeguarding,
mm-hmm,
and child well-being.
Yes.
So our main target, we initially started off in Namibia in 1983.
Mm-hmm.
We are turning around 38 years this year, and our main objective is to ensure that every child belongs to a loving home.
Yeah.
And our secondary initiative is to ensure that children who are at the risk of losing parental care do not lose it. So we try to strengthen families within our local communities that are not as privileged as most.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our main program, we have young people and children who are mainly placed by the Ministry of Gender in our care,
mm-hmm,
meaning that we have residential child care facilities in Windhoek, Tumeb, and Ontangwa.
Yeah.
These are permanent homes. They are basically like your normal domestic home,
mm-hmm,
where you have a number of 6 children, brothers and sisters sometimes, or just children who are getting to live together as a family,
yeah,
with a caretaker who they refer to as a mother. So it's a very
wow.
much...
Wow. That is, yeah, wow, that is brilliant. Yeah. That is beautiful, eh?
It is. It's quite the mission is to make sure they grow up in the most normal family setting possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so even after they are done, because we provide long-term care, they can be there for 20 years, 30 years. So
wow.
they build this bond with their house mother.
Mm-hmm.
And after they are done, they will still come back and visit and say, hey, this is my mom, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also that just that gratitude that there was somebody to provide a home for them,
mm-hmm,
schooling, clothing, make sure that they went to bed with a belly with food, basically. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the other programs, they still run in the same towns, which is Windhoek, Tumeb, and Ontangwa. We have the family strengthening.
Okay.
Ideally, you would want children to grow up with their biological parents or with their biological siblings or family.
Yes.
So that project aims at looking at the different communities, like the One Nation, the Havana, Kuvukiland in Tumeb, and then Upopo in Ontangwa.
Mm-hmm.
What are the risks that... most of the that creates basically a child abandonment.
Yeah.
So, and then our field officers will go out in the local communities and do an assessment of these different families and then look at how do we strengthen that family to better take care of that child. So, for example, if the child, the family does not cannot afford food,
mm-hmm,
we'll look at our partners and then they will provide, for example, income generation activities like start up a small sewing shop for you if you are very good at sewing. I will start up a home shop for you if you are an entrepreneurial person.
Mm-hmm.
So in that program, we have around 1,800 children.
Wow.
From 280 families.
Wow.
So yeah, it's quite a big programming organization.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm here today just to be an advocate or a beggar for the children, but
yeah.
I really invite everyone to come through and just look at the programs that we do. And I'm sure that at some point or some corner, you realize that it's more of a developmental organization,
mm-hmm,
in terms of communities rather than just taking care of orphans.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. That is brilliant. You guys do so, so much. And you guys are also running a campaign that's called the Make a Change campaign. So now what's the main narrative behind the Make a Change campaign?
I know, you know the Ubuntu saying that says it takes a village to build a, to raise a child.
Yeah.
Forgive me. It takes a village to raise a child.
Mm-hmm.
So SOS Children's Villages is based on that narrative. And we are looking at how do we involve our local communities to make a change?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the European market is also having issues of their own now. Look at Ukraine and the COVID disaster we just had 2 years back.
Yeah.
So now organizations like, especially NGOs or developmental organizations, they are pressed in terms of raising funds locally.
Mm-hmm.
And the Make a Change campaign is basically there to make sure that all Namibians are involved. If you want to give a specific amount, it's easily accessible and you can do so. So it's an online campaign,
yeah,
that targets individuals who want to give something to support the programs that we are running,
mm-hmm,
and make a change in the community. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay. And I think it's good because many people want and they like convenience. So if it's very convenient to help someone, a lot of people will do so. Now you guys have or the SOS Village has donation packages. Now can maybe highlight some of the packages that listeners can actually donate to.
So for the online campaign that we are currently running, we have five packages.
Okay.
We have the highest one, which is a titanium, which is 1,500 per month if you are a bowler in that sense and you really want to invest in your community.
Yes.
Then you have your platinum, which targets $1,000 per month per individual. This one is also aimed at looking at health and medical care for the children in our care, but those one in the community also. We have the gold package, which is 750 per month. This is for general housekeep. I mean, it takes us roughly 4,500 to raise one child per month. That includes the food and so forth. So this money will most likely go to towards household.
Yes.
And we have the silver, which is 500 per month. This will help us in terms of additional expenses. I mean, a child gets sick and you need a bus to take them somewhere, or you
Yeah.
need a specific vehicle to take them somewhere, and excursions and all those things. Then the bronze package is basically for anyone who would like to give 250 per month, and it looks at youth employability, which is an interesting aspect also because, like I said, we don't do short-term care, and that's why the ministry trusts the kids in our care. It's
Yes.
because they know that they will grow up in that specific sphere where they are protected and they are loved. So at some point they will have to turn into young people, and
Exactly.
a lot of program need to be done for them for soft skills and all that. So that funding will basically go towards those programs.
Wow. And then if I'm someone that would also like to say, if I've heard these programs and I would like to donate towards that, what are the steps I can take to actually donate?
So you can send me an email. So that's info at SOS minus or hyphen Namibia.org, or you can reach us on our landline. It's 061 222 457. Yeah, so one of those options, you'll definitely get in touch with me just
Yes.
today or tomorrow, and then I'll guide you in terms of how we move forward from there.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you so much today. If you are listening and you'd like to be part of it, the number is
061 222 457.
awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Today. Have a fantastic day. And thank you so much for coming in and briefing us and gracing us with that informative chat.